It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyde. Good morning,
Marcia.
Good
morning, CJ.
How's it going?
Life is good.
Good.
Life is good. I want to talk about storytelling today and the power of stories to bring a community together or to connect us to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to mind because some new neighbors invited Tom and I over for dinner. And as we sat down to eat, she said, "So tell me, what's your story?" And we did the whole evening of storytelling. How did you come to be here? You know, how did you come to do the work you do? And we did it all in the form of story. And I was fascinated at the end of a few hours. I felt way more connected. Mm. I felt a quality of listening in that evening and a quality of interest in those people because we approached the evening from storytelling versus just chit-chat, you know, and the kinds of things we often do when we get together with new people. And I remembered from that evening how powerful storytelling is to connect us to each other. If we really take the time to share our story, to share how we've come to be who we are, how have we learned what we learned, how we come to the opinions we have, what's the story behind it? We're so much more able to hear each other. Mm-hmm. And it's part of what binds us as a community, our stories of the past, as well as the stories of what we want to create and why we want to create it and how does it connect to me. And I was thinking, I was remembering how a few years back I was doing a middle management workshop, and we really wanted to help these folks understand that what they're experiencing as middle managers is common across the company. And it's a high-tech company. These are all techies, engineers, software people. And so we sat down in a circle, and we said, "Well, so we'd like to hear a story of what it's like to be a middle manager in this company." Silence. Long beat. Two beats, three beats, and eventually one brave soul said, all right, I'll go. And he tells a story about what he was proud of and what struggles he's had, but around a specific thing, not just, you know, in general. And the next person went very quickly and started telling their story. Here's what life is like for me, and here's an example, tells her story. And then a third person. And we're looking at our clocks now as the facilitator is saying, "Well, we only imagined a couple would go here." And we said, "Well, we're out of time." And the group said, "No, we want to hear everybody's story." And because once you start, it really does connect you. Mm-hmm. And you realize either you're not alone or you learn choices that you had that other people have made that you didn't even see for yourself. It's amazingly powerful. And so we can get together, connect through stories, and we can also get through differences through stories. A couple of years ago, colleagues and I, beloved colleagues, and we've got a new project, and we're starting to have some tension around, like, who's in charge here, and can we really do this, and can we do it this way, do I do it that way? And it's like, what is going on? Relationships were breaking down. I think in many cases, we'd have just like walked away because it was a volunteer deal. It's like, you know, just not worth it. Not worth working with this person.
Here.
They're too difficult. Exactly. They're too difficult.
Yeah,
but because we knew each other, we took the time to sit down and we started with stories. Like, okay, so tell me the story of this project for you. I want to know, you know, where it came from, why you're in it. You know, just help me understand that. And then we did the same. My partner and I. And what was interesting was we both thought this new project was our idea, and we both thought that we were in charge of it. And no wonder we were having problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so okay, that's what these walls were about. We were able to, you know, have a reasonable and productive conversation going forward. But if we hadn't uncovered that, we would have kept fighting on the details, right?
Mm-hmm.
So stories can connect us and help us get through differences. They also can reveal deeper truths and essential information. So it's about 20 years ago now, it was the first all-women's conference for AT&T. And I'm there to do a little talk, but the keynote was a man, was an executive at AT&T. And I'm thinking, oh man, why do they have to, you know, what's this about? Is this political? What is this about? And that man gets up on stage with several hundred women in the room, again, the first of this conference. And he said, "I want to just tell you a story about why I'm here." About 15, 20 years ago, we were sitting at a Sunday dinner, and we always sat Sunday dinner together. My wife sat on one end of the table, and I sat on the other, and our four children sat between us. And he said, "This is a really special Sunday because my wife baked a pie, and we all love my wife's pies." And so she cuts the pie and it on her end of the table and is going to pass it around. So she cuts a particularly large piece and she passes it to her right, and little Anna, the smallest of the family, gets that biggest piece of pie and sets it down in front of herself. And the mom said, "No, Anna, that's Daddy's piece of pie." And Anna goes, "Why?" And she goes, "Because the daddies always get the biggest piece of pie." And Anna started sobbing. And the mom says, "Well, what's the problem, Anna?" "Well, that means I will never get the biggest piece of pie." And this executive telling the story said, "That was when my heart started to open up to equality of pay and opportunity for women."
Wow.
Because my little Anna deserved to have her access to whatever size pie she wanted. And so when he told that story, now for me, it's about 20 years ago I heard that story, mm-hmm. but it revealed and connected us to him, but it revealed a deeper truth for him. And it stuck. When we tell stories, if I give you a bullet point of why, you know, women and pay and rah, 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 you know, you're going to forget it. But I tell you a story about the biggest piece of pie, and we have something that means more than what the story literally is about.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a quote for Philip Pullman: "After nourishment, shelter, and companionship, stories are the thing that we need most in the world." So can we just spend a little more time asking, what's your story?
I like it.
Thank you, CJ.
Thank you.